Massillon firefighters were called to a blaze this afternoon at the Bitdeer cryptocurrency and data mining facility on Industrial Avenue Southwest. Chief Matt Heck says two buildings under construction were burning when crews arrived around 2 p.m. One fire had mostly burned itself out, and both were extinguished within a half hour. The cause was ruled accidental, likely sparked by a welding operation. No one was hurt, and damages estimated at $100,000. Alliance police are investigating a threatening phone call that forced Alliance Community Hospital into lockdown Saturday afternoon. Police say a man called the emergency room around 3:30, threatening to shoot up and blow up the building. The hospital was locked down while officers investigated. Entry points were closed, but the hospital remained open for patient care. No one was hurt, and the lockdown was lifted around 6 p.m. Police say there are no suspects at this time. A Canton man is in the hospital with life-threatening injuries after a hit-and-run crash Friday night. Police say 67-year-old James Hill was struck while crossing Market Avenue North near 12th Street Northeast around 7 p.m. The driver of a dark-colored vehicle took off after the impact. Hill was taken to Mercy Hospital. The Canton Metro crash team is investigating, and police are asking anyone with information to come forward. Canton City Council voted Monday night to eliminate the public speaks portion of its meetings. The vote was 8-2. According to the repository, council members cited recent outbursts and several cited threatening comments and doxing and blackmail threats online. Majority Leader John Merriel said the FBI is investigating online threats to leak social security numbers of members and other city employees. A spokesman for Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost's office says the Ohio Sunshine Law does not require a public body to give the public an opportunity to comment. Residents in Plain Township are speaking out against a proposed 120-home development near the former Sanctuary Golf Club. The repository reports the project, called Ivy Reserves, would cover 59 acres near Elmhurst Avenue and Ivy Street. Developers are asking for a zone change from single-family to planned unit development to allow the project to move forward. Neighbors say the plan is too dense and could lead to more traffic and safety concerns. A public hearing on the rezoning is set for tomorrow at 6 at Plain Township Fire Station No. 1. A new collaboration in Stark County is working to improve health and wellness for residents. The program, called Connect Well CIE of East Central Ohio, launched November 4th. It links hospitals, social service agencies, and community organizations through one system to help people access care more easily. Goodwill Industries of Greater Cleveland and East Central Ohio is administering the program, which uses the Unite Us platform to coordinate referrals and services. Officials say the goal is to remove barriers, streamline support, and improve health outcomes across Stark County. The search continues for a Columbia a county man. A statewide missing adult alert was issued Friday for 47-year-old Michael Arnotto. He left his home on Campbell Road in Hanoverton Wednesday morning. Columbiana County Sheriff's Captain Ryan Pike says Arnotto's phone was found near Highland Town Lake. A drone search turned up nothing. Arnotto is white, 5'7", about 150 pounds, with brown hair and gray eyes. Authorities say he is insulin dependent and suffers from memory issues. Arnotto could be driving a blue 2016 Hyundai Accent with Ohio plates JLU4542. Anyone who sees him or the vehicle should call 911 or the Columbiana County Sheriff's Office. Progress continues on Columbiana County's new archive and records storage building in Lisbon. Construction crews with C. Tucker Cope of Columbiana are putting the structure in place at East Chestnut and North Jefferson Streets. Windows and doors will be installed soon on the two-story, 25,000-square-foot facility, which will be climate-controlled and secure. The $6.9 million project is fully funded by the county and is set to be completed by mid-April. A special prosecutor will handle the domestic violence case involving Sebring police officer Dylan Vesey. Village Council voted Monday to request Assistant Alliance City Prosecutor Eric Fink to take over the case. Vesey was arrested October 31st and arraigned in Mahoning County Court in Sebring Thursday. The case has been moved to County Court in Boardman with a preliminary hearing set for November 25th. In other action, Council approved a two-year dispatching contract with Smith Township, heard first readings for dispatch agreements with the Homeworth and North Georgetown Fire Departments, and passed new fencing regulations for homes, businesses, and swimming pools. Two Youngstown men accused of killing a postal worker could see their federal case delayed. Defense attorneys for 44-year-old Thomas Sledge say the government shutdown has halted funding for court-appointed lawyers and experts, making it impossible to proceed with a scheduled witness testimony. Sledge and 24-year-old Caprice Sledge are charged in the March 2024 shooting death of Jonte Davis, a letter carrier found in his postal van in Warren. The trial is currently set for February 17th. Prosecutors have not yet decided whether to seek the death penalty. Mahoning County Clerk of Courts Michael Saccone owes more than $3,000 in delinquent property taxes. According to the County Auditor's Office, Saccone is behind on taxes for three properties, including one on Edge Hill Drive, another on Turner Road, and one on East Garfield Road. The total owed is more than $3,200. The news comes as both Democrats and Republicans continue calling for his resignation over allegations of an inappropriate relationship with an employee. Saccone has denied the allegations and says he won't step down. Police say a Struthers High School student was dealing drugs to other students incidents across several districts. The 17-year-old was arrested Monday at school after Poland Township Police and the Mahoning County Drug Task Force found THC cartridges on him and more in his car. Earlier, officers searched his Saginaw Drive home and found three pistols, THC cartridges, and psychedelic mushrooms. The teen is facing gun and drug charges and is being held in the Mahoning County Jail until his hearing in juvenile court. Investigators believe the drugs were purchased from out-of-state retailers. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.